Well, shalom, y'all. We are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. We are going to be on part four of Joseph. And in this week's teaching, we're going to be getting into the part where his family actually comes and meets him in Egypt. Up until this point, we have talked about how Joseph was given a dream at a very young age. And following this dream, Joseph's life seems to be turned upside down. His life seems to go in a direction that is opposite of the dream that he had dreamt, okay? He gets sold into slavery. He goes into Egypt. He is falsely accused in Egypt, thrown into prison from Potiphar's house. But in all these stages, Joseph remains faithful to who he is. He remains to be a faithful servant. And I believe that Joseph continues to hold on to this dream, fueling him and feeding him through this period of testing that Joseph goes through. He is in the prison, and now he is positioned to where he needs to be positioned so that he can stand before Pharaoh. He had to go through these steps, and everything that he went through, he needed to go through, number one, so that he would be in that place in order to interpret Pharaoh's dream. And he even remains faithful in the fact that he interprets the dream of the two men who are thrown into jail and then has to wait some years before he gets, which you could say, the favor returned unto him from the cupbearer for interpreting his dream. And it was him choosing to interpret the cupbearer's dream and remaining faithful in that that gives him the opportunity to stand before Pharaoh and interpret Pharaoh's dream. So upon every time that he did right up until standing before Pharaoh, he did not see what we would say an immediate gratification or an immediate reward for doing that which was right. In fact, some of it seemed that he was moving further away, and some of it seems that it had got forgotten. But Joseph shows that he was one to be trusted. He was one who was going to do the right thing, and he wasn't going to seek revenge or allow unforgiveness or bitterness or envy or anger settle into his heart and allow that to dictate his choices instead of him continuing to walk in love and faithfulness and believing and expecting that which he was given to be fulfilled. And so this week's part, we're going to actually see his dream that he was given fulfilled. And as we get into this part, last week we talked about how Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dream. And upon interpreting Pharaoh's dream, Pharaoh looks at Joseph and says, "Who is better to do this thing that you have told me needs to be done?" The dream was about the famine that was coming, that there was going to be 7 years of surplus, followed by 7 years of famine. And Joseph tells him, find a wise man to manage the surplus so that you can make it through the famine. And Pharaoh says, what wiser man is there in Egypt than you? So Joseph found favor before Pharaoh. And choosing to do what was right as he went through all these hardships, favor was still upon Joseph. God's favor was still upon him. And he found a favor with Pharaoh. Had Joseph at any moment in time along this journey given up on believing and expecting the dream which he was given to be fulfilled and chose to walk in anger and doubt and allow those feelings to rule him instead of the feeling of expectation and faith, of belief, and the feeling of being kind and faithful and doing that which was good, he would not have received the favor of Pharaoh. He may have never gotten the opportunity to even stand before Pharaoh. But it was Joseph walking in humility through the testing that gets him in a position where he has been elevated. And now that he is elevated, and he was positioned for a purpose, and that was to save his family. And that's what we're going to see happen here in part four, is now his family has come to Egypt to seek refuge, to find food. Okay, so let's look at Genesis chapter 42, starting in verse 5. So the sons of Israel came to buy grain among those who were coming, for the famine was in the land of Canaan also. Now Joseph was the one in power over the land. He was the one who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down to him with their faces to the ground. And Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them, but he disguised himself to them and spoke to them harshly and said to them, "Where have you come from?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." But Joseph recognized his brothers, although they did not recognize him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he had about them and said to them, "You are spies. You have come to look at the nakedness of the land." Then they said to him, "No, my lord, but your servants have come to buy food." So this is the encounter, the first time his brothers come to Egypt to buy food. And in order for his brothers to buy food, they have to see Joseph, because Joseph was the one who was in charge of selling the food. Now, when his brothers get to Egypt, they don't recognize Joseph, because remember, when Joseph was in prison and Pharaoh calls him before himself to tell him of his dream, Joseph shaves himself. When the cupbearer tells Pharaoh about Joseph, he says, there was this Hebrew in the prison. Joseph looked like a Hebrew while in the prison. But before he goes to Pharaoh, he shaves his beard. Now Joseph goes and he no longer looks like a Hebrew. And he is elevated. And at the point when his brothers come before him, Joseph no longer looks like he did when he was younger. Joseph no longer looks like them. Joseph looks like an Egyptian. He looks and dresses as Pharaoh looks and dresses. Joseph appears to be an Egyptian before his brothers. Now, Joseph is looking at his brothers here, and it says that he remembers his dream. So at this moment, Joseph has got to be feeling all the feelings of the betrayal that came because of the envy and the jealousy that his brothers had towards him. Because remember, Joseph was loved by his father more than any of his brothers. And then he has this dream of how his brothers were going to bow down before him, and they hated him because of this dream. And because of this dream, they throw him in the pit and then eventually sell him to some men on their way to Egypt, and he ends up in Egypt in slavery. So all these feelings have to be there with Joseph as he is looking at his brothers. So he's seeing the dream that he dreamt fulfilled, but he's also having to deal with the feeling of the betrayal that he experienced. What's interesting is Joseph does not immediately reveal himself unto his brothers. The scripture says here that he speaks to them harshly. Joseph goes on in a way to test his brothers. Joseph, the one who has gone through a life of testing, is now turning around and is testing his brothers. Okay, let's look at Genesis chapter 44 and verse 32. And this is Judah responding unto Joseph. And Joseph, part of his testing is he gives him food, but he tells him, because he implores him, because he knows he answers to his questions before he asks his brothers. And he asks about their family. And he tells him, you shall not come back and get more food until your younger brother Benjamin comes with you. Joseph loved the Benjamin very much. That was his brother from his mother, his same mother, Rachel. So he had a special connection with Benjamin. And so they come back with Benjamin. And Jacob was very reluctant on allowing Benjamin to come back. And Judah stands and says, I will be a guarantee for Benjamin. I will look after him. I will make sure that no harm comes upon Benjamin. And so when they come back, he sits down and he has dinner with his brothers. And then they plant the cup in Benjamin's bag. This is the testing of Joseph. And we're going to see here that in this test and the response that we see from Judah, that Judah himself has changed as a man from when he was younger. When Joseph's brothers threw him in that pit and went and lied unto their father, causing their father to believe that Joseph was dead, they did harm unto their father. They had no regard for the feelings of their father. So as we look here at the verse, Genesis 44 and verse 32, for your servant, this is Judah speaking, became a guarantee for the boy to my father, saying, if I do not bring him back to you, then I shall bear the sin before my father all my days. So now, please let your servant remain instead of the boy as a slave to my Lord, and let the boy go up with his brothers. For how shall I go up to my father if the boy is not with me? Lest I see the evil that would overtake my father. So here we see the repentance of Judah, the changed man, the changed behavior, the change in his attitude from being a man who was filled with jealousy and envy and hate to the point that he would sell his own brother into slavery and lie to his father and say that his brother Joseph was killed by a wild animal, to now being a man who was filled with love and kindness and humility to the point that he is willing to lay down his life for the sake of Benjamin. He is willing to become the slave unto Joseph in place of Benjamin. And he fights Joseph over this. He is insistent upon this. He mentions this more than once in this exchange with Joseph. This is not the first time he's mentioned it, because the first time Joseph says, no, the boy should take responsibility for his action. And then Judah comes back and again says, let me be a slave to my Lord, for how can I go to my father and tell him that Benjamin is a slave unto the Egyptians? It will break my father's heart. So now we see the concern that Judah has for his father. The love and the kindness that he has towards his father, that he would rather be a slave unto Joseph, who he doesn't know is Joseph, but unto this Egyptian lord, than to see his father's heart break. We need to be this type of man that Judah is operating, this type of person who is willing to humble ourselves to seek the well-being of others. The selfishness of Judah is gone. He is showing kindness. And upon Joseph seeing this, and I believe that is why Joseph carried out this plan, he wanted to see if his brothers were the same as they were when they threw him in the pit, or if they were now different. And so Joseph, seeing this, he is now moved. And now let's look at Genesis chapter 45 and verse 1. Then Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by him. And he called out, have everyone go out from me. So there was no man with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers. Then he wept loudly, and the Egyptians heard it, and the house of Pharaoh heard it. Then Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Is my father still alive? But his brothers could not answer him, for they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, please come near to me. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. So now, do not be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. There is so much that is going on here in this passage. Number one, from the brother's standpoint, now they see that this man that they have come to get food from, who is now saying that he is going to lock Benjamin up into prison and has the power and control to do it, is their brother Joseph, who they had sold into slavery. It says they could not answer him because they were terrified at his presence. From their standpoint and their view, and what they're probably feeling at this moment is, we're in trouble. If he has any desire whatsoever to seek revenge on us for what we have done to him, he has full power and control to do it. Joseph had the ability to take revenge on his brothers if he wanted to. But the beautiful thing about this story is, never once do we see that Joseph even thinks about taking revenge on his brothers. Joseph is not even focused upon the fact that he can get revenge. He's not even seeking for revenge. Joseph doesn't even appear to be thinking about it. Why is that? Because way before his brothers stood before him, Joseph forgave his brothers. And I believe that, because in order for Joseph to remain faithful unto Potiphar in his house and to remain faithful in the prison and to serve Pharaoh faithfully, he had to forgive his brothers. It was because he chose to forgive his brothers that he was able to make the right choices as he was presented with these choices along the journey in Egypt to stand before Pharaoh. And his response unto them is, you do not be grieved. Do not be angry with yourselves. He is saying, look, I am not angry with you. I am not grieved with you. I'm holding no hard feelings towards you for what you have done. So now you don't be grieved. You don't be angry. You don't hold any hard feelings towards yourselves for what you have done. Because what you did was meant by God for me to come here to preserve life. Joseph was focused upon the purpose and the reason behind why the things occurred and happened. And that is what fueled him and caused him to do and respond in the manner that was right, and in a manner that was not revengeful. Joseph knew his purpose was to preserve life. His purpose was to preserve the life of his family. Had Joseph chosen to be revengeful and take revenge, then he would not have preserved the life of his family. He would not have carried out the purpose to which he was given to do. Think about this. He has passed so many tests along the journey to get to this point to not pass one. This was the ultimate one. This was the ultimate decision. And all the other ones were put in place. And he went through those so that he could respond in this manner, at this moment, and at this time. As Joseph was going through his journey, there was an appointed time and there was an appointed place to which certain things were going to happen. And in order for those things to happen, he had to make the right choices along the way. It was a matter of him remaining patient and faithful and continuing to have expectation along that journey and remaining to do good till he got to the appointed time and place to reap the blessing that was coming his way, to reap the goodness that was coming his way. And it's the same with us. We have to remain faithful. We have to keep belief and expectation, walking in love and kindness and humility, walking in his righteousness, his instructions. His law that he has given us is simply instructions that he has given us on how we are to show love unto others, kindness unto others, how we are to walk in humility, how we are to love him, to be connected with him. And as we remain faithful to his instructions and doing that which is right and keeping faith, and choosing to walk in love and not unforgiveness and anger and hate. And as we choose to forgive along our journey, if we continue to do that which is good, then we will reap the goodness that is due unto us. Joseph reaped the goodness that was due unto him when he was elevated by Pharaoh, and then when his brothers came and bowed down unto him. And he got there because he chose not to be revengeful. And we need to learn that lesson from Joseph. We need to choose to be a people who are not revengeful, who do not seek revenge. But when people do us wrong, instead of seeking to get payback, we seek to forgive them. We don't hold on to bitterness and anger, but we let it go. Because you're never going to get where you want to go if you're holding on to anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness. You're never going to get where you want to go if you're holding on to envy and jealousy. Envy and jealousy causes you to do what his brothers did unto Joseph. And Joseph is the one who was chosen to be elevated by Pharaoh because he was the brother who walked in love and kindness and faithfulness, who forgives his brothers and doesn't seek revenge on his brothers, while his brothers were envious and jealous of him. Joseph was the one who was found worthy and faithful to go through the trials and the test, to stand before Pharaoh and to be elevated by Pharaoh. Because the question is, the brothers who acted in envy and jealousy and hate towards their brother, would they, if it was switched, would they have had the character it took to go through the trials and the testing that Joseph had to go through to stand before Pharaoh? We will be tested along our journey. We will have to choose between love and hate. We will have to choose between forgiveness and seeking revenge. we will have to choose between remaining faithful to that which is right and just deciding to do whatever it is that we want to do when we know those choices are not right, when we know that those choices are not what's going to lead us to the destiny, to the place where we're trying to go. And the reason why we tend to do that is we get caught up in disappointment, we lose faith, and we lose our expectation. When you lose the expectation of what you believe is yours, and you believe that you're not going to have it anymore, and that you're not going to get it, then you will lose the fuel that is pushing you to do what you need to do to get there, to remain faithful to get there. God rewards those who are faithful. Remain faithful. Joseph had to remain faithful for years to see the good that was owed unto him. Now let's look at Genesis chapter 46. Upon revealing himself to his brothers, there is now a reconciliation between Joseph and his brothers because he chooses to forgive them. We see reconciliation with him and his family. And now he tells them there is 5 more years of this famine. If you're going to survive this famine, you need to come and stay with me here in Egypt. So he sends them back to go and to get his father and the rest of his family. And he brings his entire family into Egypt. So Genesis chapter 46, this is Israel, or this is Jacob, on his journey into Egypt. And God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you a great nation there. I myself will go down with you to Egypt, and I myself will also bring you up again, and Joseph will close your eyes with his hand." God comes and speaks to Jacob on his way to Egypt, and there is a reason for this. Just as we have been speaking about the dream of Joseph and Joseph believing in this dream coming to pass and walking it out, Jacob was given a dream and a promise by God himself. One that was given unto his father and unto his grandfather. Something that had been first told unto Abraham, then to Isaac, and then unto him. And that was that the land that he was currently living in was going to be the land of his descendants. That is why it's called the Promised Land. It was the land that was promised unto them. And when it was time for Isaac to get a wife, Abraham did not want Isaac to leave the Promised Land to get his wife. So he sends his servant out to get a wife for him. This is how precious this land was to these three men. They wanted to live there. They wanted to dwell there. This was the place of his promise. So when Joseph calls for Jacob to come into Egypt, This is a big deal for Jacob to leave the land that was promised unto him. The thing that he is holding on to, the dream and the expectation that he has, that one day that his descendants would be as the stars in the sky and as the dust on the earth inhabiting this land. So he was physically leaving that which was promised unto him. So God comes and speaks unto Jacob, reassuring him that he will make a great nation out of him and that his people will once again be in this land. That the promise that was given unto him and unto his father and unto his grandfather was still there, and God was still going to be faithful to that promise, that he had not forgotten it. And it was in Egypt that they become a great nation. There were 70 of them when they went into Egypt. And when they come out of Egypt, many years later, they are so numerous and had multiplied so much that the Egyptians were scared of the Hebrews, of the Israelites, because they outnumbered the Egyptians. They were afraid that they would overtake them. But that was not the plan for Israel. The plan for Israel was for this great nation that was living and residing as strangers in a foreign land would leave and inhabit the land that was promised unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that was fulfilled because of the faithfulness of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because they never lost faith in the promise. They never stopped expecting the promise to be fulfilled. And even Joseph expected the promise to be fulfilled, because they carried his bones out of Egypt when they left during the Exodus. Well, hallelujah, we are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. We will be back again next week with another teaching. So come back now, and shalom, y'all. Scripture quotations taken from LSB, Legacy Standard Bible, copyright 2021 by the Lockman Foundation, used by permission, all rights reserved, managed in partnership with 316 Publishing Incorporated, lsbible.org, and 316publishing.com.